we have some demonstration in Germany, march, some rallies, and we are also trying to see to what extent we can discuss with civil society, religious people here, in order to make them understand that they should be very solidarity with the victims and to see how they can help them and push in order to make this happening.
How did the African Union pursue its 2006 mandate to push Senegal to prosecute Hissène Habré? Did they get anything accomplished?
I'm not sure that this has been done, because since the resolution of African Union urging Senegal to take steps to prosecute Habré, we cannot say that something very concrete has been done. We have to be in mind that Belgium requested from Senegal to extradite him in Belgium in order to try him, and African Union asked Senegal not to extradite Habré to Belgium in order to prosecute him and to try him on behalf of Africa. So since they are jeopardizing the mission of another country to make this happening, they should do so, because it's their obligation to make it happen.
Do you think that African countries may have squandered another opportunity to push this prosecution ahead?
My sentiment is that African states are not very willing to see this trial happening. The reason is that Habré is one amongst many other ex-dictators who should be tried, and the prospect of seeing Habré prosecuted and tried is not a very good sign for them, because they may be esteem that tomorrow it can be them. So this is why many presidents or many ex-presidents who are in the situation like that of Habré don't want to see this happen. That's why maybe they don't push.
Well, tomorrow Habré's victims will mark the 10th anniversary of the indictment by a Senegalese judge of Habré, who is still living in Senegal. What kind of activities are going to be taking place in N'Djamena and perhaps in Dakar as well?
This year, the committee decided to organize all the activities in N'Djamena, because we are in the momentum of a big religious event. But definitely, we want to make this prosecution and this trial happening, because the victims are waiting for 10 years and few of them have passed away and others are always suffering. So they want to see this prosecution and this trial happening.
Do you expect any announcements coming out of this 10th anniversary observance in N'Djamena from the victims?
Yeah, I think that our colleague there, Jacqueline Modena, and all those who are in the Association of Victims, I'm sure that they'll be picking some statement and some announcement. But basically what they are saying and what they always said is that Senegal and African Union must do their job in order to make this happening.
Now, the European countries have made a commitment to help Senegal set up the facilities for trying Habré. Have you received any new word from France, Belgium, the Netherlands, or Switzerland as to their commitments, or from the European Union?
The European Union has always expressed its commitment to help Senegal and to give funds. In my understanding, Senegal has not given to European Union a concrete document which can explain exactly what are the steps to go ahead. In my opinion, it's Senegal's obligation to give something very, very clear in terms of proposal which can allow EU to fund and to give assistance. In this situation, it's to Senegal to give a strong signal in order to allow its partners, amongst which European Union, to go ahead and to help them.
Back in December, a joint team from the European Union visited Senegal along with the AU, and they're expected to propose a revised budget for bringing Habré to trial. How long will it take Senegal to come up with a credible budget?
I cannot reply to this question. The reason is that all the lawyers of the victim and the victim themselves think that Senegal has all the competencies among people who is working in the Ministry of Justice and in the other ministries to give a concrete and a very clear document identifying all the aspects of the budget. But now what you're seeing is that Senegal is going one step forward, one step behind, because the first stage was saying that they have a budget, but this budget was very heavy for the European Union and even other people, including civil society, aware that it was a very unrealistic budget. Now, Senegal come back and propose another budget, but in my understanding, European Union is still saying that this budget is very costly. So I think that the best they have to do is to work with European experts and to see to what extent they can agree on something very correct, very realistic, in order to allow people to go ahead. I don't believe that the issue of funds should be an impediment to this trial. When Senegal tried Habré for the first time, they never talked about budget. They did so because Senegal is a state party of the Convention of Torture, and as a state party, they should try and prosecute everybody who is in their territory and who is supposed to have committed torture. So they must not say, if you don't have money, we cannot prosecute. The obligation is that they must prosecute without any condition of budget.
We want to remind everybody that Abre was first indicted 10 years ago, but the charges were thrown out on a technicality during his first trial. Now, there's a new study that's come out recently showing that Abre maintained very close contacts with his lieutenants in terms of the persecution of victims and on his operations by his political police. Can you describe how closely in contact Abre was with his appointed security directorate leadership?
At this stage, I cannot, because we have lodged a complaint before the prosecutor and a lawyer of the victim. We cannot divulge publicly what has been mentioned in the complaint. I mean, other people can, but as a qualified lawyer, I'm doomed to secrecy from my deontology. But what I can say is that we have seen in this last document, which has been released by this NGO and on other documents we have, that it is very unlikely that Abre was not aware of what was happening and what has been done in this prison. So definitely, even if the argument of saying that he was not aware or he could not know what was happening is raised, it cannot be a relevant argument, because everybody knows that this structure, which was called DDS, was acting on behalf of Abre. And all they were doing was done from the order and from Abre. So I'm definitely sure that this cannot be debated when we'll be going to the court.
Now that this data has been made public as a result of the release of the new study, do you expect that the public will understand very soon the nature of the communication and command links between Abre and his political police?
I think that this is a very, very, very critical document, because, I mean, it will allow many people, even many intellectuals in Africa who were saying that Abre is not guilty. It will give them all the information which can allow them to see that he is somebody who knows everything which has been done. Now, I think that this document should be in other states, in Senegal, in Chad, but also in other African states, because many people in Africa don't want or are not aware of what happened exactly. They still think that this is an issue which has been raised by Europe against Africa or something like that. So we should make everything possible to make this document available to many people, to the judges, to everybody, so that they can exactly know what was the link between Abre and what happened.
As you mentioned, a lot of time has passed since the indictment, and a lot of the victims of the killings in Chad and the imprisonments are no longer with us. What do you think is the significance for those who are still commemorating this event this week in N'Djamena?
You know, I just want to recall the same thing, that justice delayed is just denied. What is sure is that all those people who passed away and who will never have the opportunity to see this trial, this is extremely grave, because they are victims and they have faced torture and something like that. And unfortunately, they will not be allowed the opportunity to go to the court and to debate with the people and the man who is supposed to have done all bad things. Now, I think that those who remain here, those who are still alive, and those who are still supporting the cause of the victim should stand up and fight and try to push again and try to make everything possible to see this trial and to see exactly that those victims should be repaired in what they have suffered.
In Dakar, do you see any signs today of Abre's existence in the country, in Senegal?
To be honest, in terms of Abre's existence, I cannot say any sign. The fact is that, as you may know, Abre is very discreet. Since this prosecution has been starting, he tried to be very humble and tried to not make noise, as we say here. That being said, I mean, what is sure is that in many circles, including the intellectual circle, they are aware now of this survey. It has raised again this issue. And I think that from tomorrow, even if there is a big religious event in Senegal, the 10th anniversary of the first indictment will be another opportunity for people to raise again the issue. Yes, I think that even if he wants to be silent, he cannot prevent this issue from being put on the public place again.